So this patient got TAS-102 after getting regorafenib. First of all, how often are you able to get both agents into people, and how do you decide which one goes first?
Yeah, so here at UC, where we take care of a lot of complex patients, usually if these patients get to third or fourth line, they're usually back in their community because a lot of our patients come from a distance, and to give them regorafenib or TAS-102, we generally discourage them from schlepping into San Francisco. So we don't get a lot of patients like this. It's a difference which one we use. In a patient who I think has gotten a benefit from Bev in combination, I tend to lean towards regorafenib because I do think that TAS-102 is just another fluoropyrimidine. And at least we tend to see a lot of marrow toxicity. But again, I would emphasize that our patients are generally very heavily treated. We've been very aggressive in a lot of these patients with liver resections and all, and I'm not sure that, you know, we're using TAS or regorafenib correctly and or to the right degree. And I personally tend to be very averse to making patients sick. So patients are third or fourth line, and they're fatigued or they're having neutropenia, or they're admitted to the hospital with febrile neutropenia. I'm hard-pressed to keep treating them because I really don't think I'm helping them that much.